Leader of the Islamic Revolution says Islamic dialogue grants prime status to women away from the Western culture. Registration for the 11th presidential election of Iran comes to an end with 686 individuals registered. Triple blasts kill and injure 140 people in Turkey near the border with Syria. And Pakistan polling stations close and counting begins amid Taliban threats. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of IRINN English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, said on Saturday that Islamic dialogue grants prime status to women away from the Western culture. Addressing hundreds of female intellectual and university lecturers, Ayatollah Khamenei highlighted the significant status of women in the Islamic dialogue compared to the Western culture, which focuses on sexual orientation of women. The leader said, "The character Islam has given to women cannot be understood by the Western culture because the Western civilization has given prime importance to sexual pleasure and they celebrate status of women in the context of consummating sexual pleasure from women by men." He said the Islamic dialogue called for saving women from aggressive behavior against them and the Western civilization. He also noted that active and potential women should play much more active role in defending the Islamic revolution. The leader added that the Islamic revolution and late Imam Khomeini have taken concrete measures to revive the status of women, urging more action to be taken to this end. Ayatollah Khamenei said Islam respects women's dignity as the prime importance in that God has bestowed blessings upon them as per their significant capabilities. The registration for the 11th presidential elections of Iran has come to an end, with 686 individuals having signed up for the race. The registration began on March 7 at Iran's Interior Ministry. A number of prominent Iranian officials have registered to participate in the elections. The Guardian Council vets the candidates for qualification. The president of Iran is elected for a four-year term and a national election. Turkey has sent more troops to Syria border after three car bomb explosions hit the Turkish town of Reyhanli near the border with Syria, killing 40 people. Some 100 others were also injured in Turkey serial blasts near Syria border. The Turkish Interior Ministry said the explosions were caused by vehicles packed with explosives that detonated near the town's post office and municipality. Reports say rescuers were at the scene looking for possible survivors buried under the rubble of destroyed buildings. The municipality building suffered major damage and several cars were totally wrecked in the blasts that also caused a power failure in the area around the town.
The bomb exploded all of a sudden. I don't know how it all happened. I was standing there and the bomb went off all of a sudden. After that, we started picking up the dead bodies. I think there are around 100 to 200 dead people. I have picked up many dead bodies and wounded ones. Most of them were young.
Syria's ambassador to the United Nations says the al-Nusra Front terrorist group has claimed responsibility for carrying out at least 600 acts of terror in the past year. In his address to a UN Security Council session, Bashar al-Jafari slammed the al-Qaeda-linked group for attacking hospitals and schools, desecrating holy places, assassinating religious figures, and abducting UN personnel. Jafari also strongly denounced a number of UN members for supporting armed groups in Syria. Syrian government asked the Security Council to blacklist al-Nusra last month, but the request was blocked by Britain and France. And now a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says, Islamic dialogue grants prime status to women away from the Western culture. Registration for the 11th presidential election of Iran comes to an end with 686 individuals registered. Now, polling stations have closed and counting has got underway after millions of people defied threats and cast their ballots in Pakistan's landmark general elections. More than 86 million people were eligible to vote at 70,000 polling stations for the 342-member National Assembly and four provincial assemblies in Khyber Pakhtunkhwa, Sindh and Balochistan. More than 600,000 security personnel were deployed to protect the vote, and around half of all polling stations were declared at risk of attack. Electoral officials said turnout was around 30% by midday and rose to 60% before the polls closed. The figure was the highest since 1977. Meanwhile, at least four people have been killed and 10 others wounded when supporters of two rival candidates turned against each other and opened fire at a polling station in Pakistan's southwestern province of Balochistan. Some people were casting their votes and many more were queuing outside a polling station at the time of the incident. Also on Saturday, at least 13 people were killed and several others injured in two blasts in Karachi's Ghaziabad and Ghazabad areas. Many shops were also completely destroyed in the attack. In the northwestern city of Peshawar, a bomb exploded outside a polling station. At least one person was killed and 10 others wounded.
It was 11 o'clock and polling was going on when a man came here on a motorcycle. A policeman and another person got near the motorcycle. At the same time, the blast occurred. Thank God it was some 100 meters away from the polling station, so the casualty toll is low. Some 8 people were injured and a boy was killed in the incident.
Ousted Egyptian dictator Hosni Mubarak has appeared in court to face a new trial over his role in the killing of anti-government protesters in 2011. A trial was being held at police academy on the outskirts of the capital, Cairo. The former ruler was airlifted to the Cairo court from a nearby prison. Mubarak appeared in court with other top aides, including his interior minister. Mubarak and several of his top officials are accused of complicity in the deaths of hundreds of demonstrators during the Egyptian revolution. The former longtime dictator was sentenced to life in prison last June, but an appeals court later overturned the sentence and ordered a retrial. Nearly 40,000 homes in Spain have been seized by banks in 2012 due to foreclosures. The Spanish Central Bank said a total of 39,167 homes were seized last year after homeowners were not able to make payments. The number of evictions was based on a survey of lenders, which approve over 85% of mortgages in Spain. The large majority of evictions were considered primary residences, with the remaining either secondary dwellings used as holiday properties or rentals. The massive number of evictions sparked protests, including people blocking entrances to homes in order to prevent police from removing the homeowners by force. Greek Federation of Secondary Education has also called for strike action during the final school examinations. The Africa Progress Report 2013 was launched by Kofi Annan at the World Economic Forum in Cape Town. The report suggests that Africa's natural resources could dramatically improve the lives of millions, easing the continent's dependence on aid. If governments and corporations take measures to improve transparency and governance in the extractive industry. Chaired by Kofi Annan, former Secretary General of the United Nations, the 10-member Africa Progress Panel advocated at the highest levels for equitable and sustainable development in Africa.
Africa's resource wealth can lift millions out of poverty. It can build shared prosperity and bring hope to future generations. It is eminently possible. We can do it. But it will take bold leadership, and it means building up proper governance, solidifying democracy, embracing transparency and accountability, and strengthening governance, institutions, and the rule of law.
Africa has a possibility to really take charge of its own destiny economically, but it will depend on a couple of things: good governance, determination to get more value for money, to get more of the revenues that accrue from the extractive industries and use that for the improvement of the conditions of the African people.
And before wrapping up, here's a recap of the main stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution says Islamic dialogue grants prime status to women away from the Western culture. Registration for the 11th presidential election of Iran comes to an end with 686 individuals registered. Triple blasts kill and injure 140 people in Turkey near the border with Syria. And Pakistan polling stations close and counting begins amid Taliban threats. And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.